Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second date update.
We've heard of all the usual dating apps on this segment.
Yeah.
Heard Tinder and Bumble, Mama Hatch Me.
Oh,
what the heck is that?
You know, where the guys in diapers lay on top of the giant eggs until they find their match.
Yeah.
No.
But one of our listeners says they met a guy on an app where the male has to verify his income in order to join it.
Oh my God, we talked about the credit score dating app not long ago. This is kind of the same thing.
Yeah. I've heard about an app like this. There's a Sugar Baby app kind of like this.
I think this is a little bit different than Sugar Babies.
Okay.
I don't want to judge her, even though I'm sure Brooke already has 100%. Sometimes you want what you want. And it's admirable to go after it. So let's talk to her about it a little bit. Let's welcome Asha to the show. Asha, how you doing?
Hey.
Asha.
Can I ask, like, do you also have to verify your salary to be on the app, or is it is this a one-sided?
You never ask a woman how much money she makes, Brooke. That's a very rude question.
Why would we be on that app?
You ask the men.
I feel like if we talked about it more, there wouldn't be such a gap.
Ew.
But okay, whatever.
Asha, I apologize for that question. Let me ask you, why did, like, signing up for an app like that, why does it appeal to you?
Well, I was in a long-distance relationship for 10 years, and I was the main breadwinner. Yeah, so I was paying for all of the things, like flights, vacations, everything.
And
it didn't work out. So now, you know, I'm just reflecting and I'm like, I want to take a step back and enjoy my life. And I want to be pampered, you know, by somebody that has some means. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Okay.
Not at all. I'm glad we heard from you because, you know, assuming always it's like, oh, you just probably want a guy to pay for everything. But you've got it both. You deserve the other end. Yeah. I'm rooting for you.
You are very passionate about this, Jose.
I mean, it sounds like any guy on this app is okay with it. They know what they're doing.
Absolutely. The sugar daddy.
Jose sounds like he has an account on this app already.
I have been on these apps.
I don't necessarily feel this way, Asha, but I do feel like maybe some people listening might think that you're not in it to find real love or like a true connection. You're just in it for the easy comfort. What would you say to people that tell you that?
I mean, I've had that perspective. I've been on the other side, but now, you know, I'm a little older. I know my worth and I feel like I deserve better.
Okay.
Nice.
So what's your range here? Like, do you put in, like, when you sign up for an app like this, you're putting in numbers of what you're looking for instead of height restrictions and like looks?
Yeah, basically, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to say the exact figure to you, but you could guess.
Okay.
People always generalize and say six figures.
We're just going to assume it's in the eight figures and call it safe.
Eight? That's tens of millions.
Okay,
that would work for me.
We're lowballing it. So tell us about this guy that you met on the app, though, because in your email, you said his name is Clip?
Yeah, it's Clip. It's short for Clipton.
Clipton.
Oh, I thought it was Clippy from Microsoft Words, and no wonder he's a billionaire.
No, it says it says in the email Clip with a P.
Okay.
Clipton does sound like a rich guy's name, though, I will say.
Clipton.
I'm curious, how did the initial conversation start? Like, I'm assuming Clipton is the one who reached out to you first.
He did, yeah. He asked me about my favorite place in the world to watch a sunset, I think, because in my bio I put, I have an unhealthy obsession with chasing sunsets.
Oh, I love that.
God. That is. Wow. What? That is sweet.
That is sweet. Oof. Like, anytime I go
What's
to
wrong
Hawaii,
with sunsets?
It just sounds like a line ChatGPT gives you on like basic bios.
Right. How did you answer? What did you say?
Oh, so he asked me and then I said Santorini.
Oh.
Oh, in Greece?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with Greece and the Greek islands.
Okay.
Wanted to go. Wait.
I don't think he liked my answer.
Why?
He did?
Why not?
I've never been. I've just seen pictures. You know, it looks really beautiful.
Well, you can't answer like my favorite place to watch sunsets is a place I've never been before.
Yeah, because that's how you get taken there. Yeah.
No. I have big dreams. I want to see the world.
Wait, what did he say back? Why do you think he didn't like it?
Maybe he thought like I wasn't on his level.
Like okay. What? Like, oh, you haven't been to Santorini?
Yeah, exactly.
Brooke, you would like nail it on this app, clearly. So can I ask, like, we need to move forward. Have you met up with the guy yet?
So we haven't met yet. We were just chatting online. We did exchange numbers. He asked me about if I'd feel okay about long distance.
Oh, again? You just did that for a decade.
Yeah. I know. Exactly. So I was like, I got to be 100% honest with you. Like, I don't want to waste your time, but I'm really looking for someone to spoil me. Like, I'm just being upfront about what I want.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's the right place to say that.
I mean, yeah, that's bull. You're putting it all on the table right there.
Yeah. So, but then he didn't respond after that.
Oh.
Sorry, I need your help.
This is weird because if he's on an app that's kind of like this, that shouldn't deter him. He'd be like, yeah, most people are.
I mean, he's obviously like considering that you might be a possibility if he's asking, are you up for a long distance relationship?
True.
So, I guess I assume he's not in your same city.
He's not, but I don't think that would really matter. And based on his profile, he travels a lot. So I don't think the dates would be all like set in one spot anyway.
Can I ask, when we call him, have you talked to him on the phone before?
We haven't talked yet. We just exchanged numbers.
Oh.
But I'm really trying to find like a generous guy who can give me like a fun lifestyle, but I need someone who's not a creep. He seems like a good dude though.
Okay, Alexis, we get it.
Well, hey, I don't know if you can tell he's not a creep by just texting him, but you know.
I feel like we're like shopping for a used car. Like it depends on the looks and the price range, you know.
All I know is
Brooke, you just bought a brand new car.
Well, I know, but this one feels like it's more of a used situation.
Well, all right, well, let's reach out to this used Honda and see if he's willing to give it a test drive with you in person.
Whoa.
That sounds great. I really just want to get a real date on the books with him and see what he's all about.
Okay. We'll try and set that up for you. We'll call him and get your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
It's funny. We don't usually do a lot of second date updates where there was no actual date that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Strangely, no one protested in studio like they normally would if that was the case. Because
too focused on the rich guy.
Oh, no.
Guy.
I kept the judgment in my head.
It was a pretty interesting conversation between two people on an exclusive app for income verified individuals.
Yeah.
And well said. That's a good way to say sugar daddy.
From it's a different
it
than that.
It is income verified, yes.
Is it different than that, though?
It's not.
For this case and purposes, it's classy.
All right.
From what I understood, our listener, Asha, had a flirty exchange with a man named Clip, short for Clipton. They discussed their favorite sunsets, and she told him hers was Santorini, even though she's never actually been there.
Yeah.
The screensaver on her window's background, though, gorgeous.
Yeah.
But it seems like the final straw for the guy, Clip, was when he asked her about doing like a potential long-distance relationship, and she responded, I'm going to be completely honest, I need a man to pamper me like no other. And that's kind of where things started to fall
Which
off.
Wasn't really a yes or a no.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we've learned that she's not really very good at answering questions directly. She kind of, you know, skirts around the outside.
Yeah, that's
but
a good point.
We all do know that she doesn't really want a long distance because she did long distance
before. But he travels a lot, so she, you know, Asha.
She's
like,
have to.
You're hoping that he just flies you to wherever he is, right?
Yeah, to him.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I got on the app because I was looking for somebody that had the means to travel. So I don't think it's weird that I brought it up. I don't think it's weird I want to go see the sunset in Greece.
Oh, not at all, though. We all do.
Let's call Clipton, though. Asha, you ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's reel this fish in for you. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Clip or Clipton.
Clippy?
That's what I was calling.
Just Clip.
This Clipton, who's this?
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Hi, we're a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
God, great cell line. I'm just saying, his phone line even sounds rich.
Okay, put Brooke's microphone off for a second, please.
Yeah.
So, Clip, we do this segment called A Second Date Update on our show. And I don't know if it airs in the city that you're at. We're a nationally syndicated show, by
or the
way.
Country, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, you can look us up online. Brooke and Jeffrey, we're verified online.
Worldwide verified.
Anybody can buy. So thirsty.
Yeah, you really do.
Why do
oh
I feel like I need to like verify myself
Jeff, anybody
to the
can buy
guy?
A blue check mark now.
Yes.
This is amazing. He answered his own phone, too, by the way. Not a lot of rich guys answer their own phones.
He's probably so... Are you still
Clipper,
there?
Sorry, you still there?
How can I help you guys?
Yeah. Sorry.
So time is money, Jeff.
You're right. We're doing this segment trying to help out one of our listeners. It's like a dating segment. Normally, we would call people who have been on a date with this person before, but this is a little different because you've just exchanged numbers with this woman and, according to her, had a really nice conversation online. Do you remember Asha?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Okay.
I was curious if we'd even remember who she was.
That's good. We're just trying to help her get some answers because she's a little confused now that the conversation has kind of died down. It's not moving forward.
Yeah, she was really excited about you.
Yeah, and she mentioned that you two were talking and thought maybe she turned you off by saying that she's looking for a guy to pamper her. That was the last thing that she says came up.
I don't mind doing that for someone I'm in love with, but, you know, that definitely wasn't my issue with Asha.
I'm sorry. It was your issue that she asked that or was not your issue?
It wasn't my issue.
Okay.
You're okay with pampering her?
Well, I mean, if you're going to be on a rich guy app, you probably are going to expect that is the expectation.
It'd be really funny, though. You put it in. You're like, I'm a millionaire. And some girl's like, ooh, you're rich. He's like, excuse me.
How dare you?
How dare you get in my business?
Well, so what was the issue with Asha then?
Like, I thought we had a real potential until her last message came through. And then I realized she's into some things that I'm not necessarily into.
Like what?
Wait, what?
Like Santorini?
Yeah, I'm into Mykonos.
The sunset on Santorini came up. Is that what you're talking about?
No. Listen, I'll open it up and read to you her message. It was pretty shocking.
Oh okay.
Whoa.
Give me a sec.
Yeah, sorry.
Where is it? Okay. She said, I'm going to be 100% honest and truthful with you on what I want so we don't waste our time. I'm looking for someone to soil me. So right there, I'm like...
Wait, hold on.
Wait, hold on.
Don't you think she just left the P out of that word?
It means something so much different.
I think she meant spoil.
She said...
You didn't know.
There's some people that are into that kind of stuff, and that's just not for me. Like, some people are into kinks and everything, and that's really not me.
Okay.
Okay, I mean,
well, if you're not into fun, that's okay, but you're allowed to choose.
So you assume that versus the other one?
Well, this is a specialty site. A lot of these specialty sites have really weird people on them that have weird interests. I can see him really thinking
what?
That.
Maybe she did mean it, but why are we even explaining this to him when we can just have Asha explain it herself? She is on the other line right now wanting to talk to you, Clip.
Please say plant soil.
Are you clean or soiled right now,
Asha? Oh, she's laughing.
Well, I'm like so embarrassed and ew, but come on. I mean, obviously it was a typo. I meant spoil me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Say hi.
Okay.
Say hi.
Yeah, Clip,
Asha.
There she is.
That was her.
Hey.
Yeah, I can't believe I wrote that. I was babysitting at the time, so I guess my hands were full.
Babysitter.
Oh, you're a babysitter.
Wait, what? Oh.
You told me you were a cosmetics director.
Cosmetics director?
Ooh, you could famous. Do both.
Well, I do the makeup for my nieces for their elementary school plays.
Oh.
I thought you were like...
Wait.
Well, how'd you have so much money in your last relationship?
I thought you were like a third member of MAC.
Well, you're dealing with toddlers and little kids the whole time, so maybe you are kind of into soiling in a certain way.
No, again, I meant to say foil with a P. I don't think I'm the first person to make a typo, guys.
Wait,
Come on.
Can we please concentrate on the fact, Asha, that you said makeup director and you're just helping out with the elementary school play?
I didn't want to say anything.
It's a job. I'm good at it.
Do you get paid for it?
Some of my parents donate to me, and they give me baked goods after the plays.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey.
It's actually more than we make here at the radio station.
You know,
so
Brooke has been begging for a salary in cake and pie. Yeah.
You see, like, that's my issue with these sites. Like, I'm trying to meet a high-value woman.
Oh, so everyone should be making.
Well,
okay. Yeah, you're on the wrong site.
Got it.
It's not that they need to be making a ton of money, but, you know, just don't be dishonest about what they're doing.
It does feel dishonest, Asha.
A cosmetics director could be anything.
Okay, I mean, that's the
one app you shouldn't have to lie on is a sugar daddy app. Keep the lies for Tinder.
That's like people that are like, I'm an entrepreneur and I travel for work, but you work
like,
for DoorDash.
You guys, it's like I volunteer as an assistant coach for Little League. I'm not going to put baseball coach as my job.
Oh, head athletic director? Yeah. Wow,
Brad. Like,
that's actually more respected than this job that we do, so.
Yeah,
maybe you should put that down. But, Clip, I think Asha brings a lot of value that's not necessarily through her job title or through any money. Like, her value is in her personality and what she could offer to you as, like, a potential good relationship.
Yeah, and it's a good sign that she, you know, helps kids. And
Yeah, and I look good in a bikini. You said that, Clifton.
Hey, oh, that gets me.
So clearly
time.
You're seeing a little bit of value at least.
See? Now, I feel like we're really back on these sugar daddy sites. That's where we just went back.
Either way, we should try and bring these two together in person. You guys haven't even met up yet, and I know we can't offer, like, a plane ticket for you guys to fly out and meet each other.
Especially not private.
But we can offer a gift card to a restaurant in one of your cities if you do get together.
I mean, I did have a good conversation with her, and, you know, like she said, she does look good in a bikini, and we did get along except for the whole thing.
And you know that she does not want you to soil her.
It's
We're being very clear.
I think I understand that now. Yeah, I mean, why not? I'd be down for it. Why not?
Oh, my God. You bring up one bikini picture, and suddenly men have no strength anymore.
Asha, you're a smart woman. Well done.
Oh,
you just got yourself a second date.
Hey.
Oh, work it, girl.
I did it. All right. Oh.
Are you applauding yourself?
Yeah, I am. I deserve it.
Round of applause
in
for the bikini
car.
Pic.
You do it, too.
All right. Brooke, come on, clap.
Crazy. All right, I did it.
Yeah, bikini photo.
Love a good bikini picture.
We'll see you in Santorini.
Oh,
God.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
They say only three things in life are certain. Mm. Death, taxes, and bikini pics making a man lose all brain function.
Oh, I always for that one. God, I always forget that bikini pics one.
Every time.
I mean, I just have so many in my arsenal. Mm-hmm. Just galleries and galleries of bikini pics.
I wish I had a defense of this, is none.
It's so dumb.
It is dumb, but
it's nature.
It works like a charm, and it worked again today. Got them a second date. So if you don't have a bikini pic somewhere in your phone,
that is okay, ladies, because listen, you are worth a lot more
I'm not
than
just
what
talking,
you look like
I'm
in
saying,
a bikini.
Jeff
your
has
brain,
them too.
Your sparkling
I'm saying,
personality.
Ladies and men alike, both of you need to get into a two-piece and snap your way to success today.
Brooke, if you want someone to swipe up, you gotta do it on your Insta.
Why are men wearing a top piece?
I'll send you some photos and you'll see why.
Oh.
But you know what? If you don't want to go the bikini photo route, that's okay.
It is.
We're still willing to help you out. Email the show. We'll call that person who's not calling you back. And find all of our second date podcasts wherever you get yours at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.